of Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
As the name of Jesus, I be glorified and remain. As the name of Jesus, magnified and remain. As the name of Jesus, I be glorified and remain. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I see glorify the Lord. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord. As the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As the name of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the stronghold of the enemy. They are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the stronghold of the enemy. For they are mighty to the Holy Ghost. The weapons of power, they are not carnal. for they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty. Through the Holy Ghost, for they are full of the sound of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they are full of the sound of the enemy. For they are mighty. Through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds of wickedness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let God alive. And our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio. I'm TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is our Bishop Stephen John Biokoro coming away with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We are together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again, in one of God. Something good is already happening. Something better is in start. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is because we are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. It wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in store. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. It wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. It wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better if it starts. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praise thy Lord, praise thy Lord, Yahweh. Just praise thy Lord, Yahweh. Something good is already happening. Something better is it stop. We are gonna redeem. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. My Lord reigned in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan is defeated. My love reigned in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in danger. My love in my life to be hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My love in my life to be hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in danger. I love you, I love to be. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. I give up victory, 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 hallelujah. Yeah, I give up conquering the devil. I give up victory, 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 hallelujah. Give up conquering Satan. I give up victory, 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 hallelujah. Give up conquering the devil. I give you victory, 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 hallelujah. Jesus conquered coronavirus and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered sickness and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the demon and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, bless your people today. Jesus, bless your people today. As they come into this program, be listening and hearing and being all over the world, reach out to them, oh God. Give them a listening ear. Let them hear your word. God, speak to your people and bless them to your word, even right now. That he speak your word of life, that save him and deliverance and bless. God, visit everyone today that are keyed into this program, wherever they are, there is no distance in prayer. Let there be an open heaven over us right now. Let there be a visitation from heaven. Let there be an outpouring of your spirit and your tongue. Yes, Lord, do something new in the life of everyone today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Something new in our life. Something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Tonight. Do something great in our life, something beautiful in your life, something great just in our life today. Yesterday has gone, another day has come. Do something new in our life. Yesterday has gone. Another day has come. There's something new in our life. There's something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Something wonderful in our life tonight. There's something gracious in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something great in our life. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. Evil arrows are going back to their sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, spiritual pizza, evil arrows are going back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, Father, come on. Able fire, but no weapon from against us are prosper. And every time that arise against us, his judgment is already condemned. Yes, the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against us. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, tonight we are sharing on the word of God. The gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against us, the Christians and the Church of God. Jesus made that statement in Matthew chapter 10. And he was with Peter, Apostle Peter. He was sharing with Peter and said, Peter, you are the rock. The rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against the church of God. Ha-ra-ba-spaya. Satan and his group, they have always wanted to be vain. They always want to be vain. They are always wanting to be vain. Even in heaven, there was war in heaven. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, he said there was war in heaven. Can you imagine? War in heaven. Revelation chapter 12. The devil and his demons, they wage war in heaven against the Almighty God. But God commissioned Jeremiah, the God, the agent of war, to come against Satan and his kahal. And Jeremiah and his group came against Satan and his kahal, and he flushed them out of heaven. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. And in verse 11, he said, and they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony. Arakabaya, Erebosaya, Indoria, Implanayaka. Ah, the same Satan came into the garden of Eden and overthrew Adam and Eve and took over. And problems began. But thank God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth came over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood on Calvary Trail. He went to the cross for us and defeated Satan for the last time. There's a blow on him. It is finished. The work of salvation and redemption and deliverance, the work of healing, It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory won. The devil and his group. He and his demons, Satan and his evil spirit, and all his witches and wizards, and all his powers of darkness, upon all his principalities and power, spiritual wickedness, have performed very clear in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness high places. And they are going forth, you know, causing confusion and problems, but thank God that Jesus has given us victory over them. Said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Yes, Jesus gave us power over the dead. And God sent me tonight to talk to all the Christians all over the world that you must realize the power of Jesus Christ that has been imparted to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the power of God. Oh, yes, that's the anointing, the presence of God. The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning in you day and night. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, he said, God maketh his ministers flaming fire. God maketh his own, his own people flame. We are flaming fires of the Holy Ghost. We are burning day and night. When that fire is burned, demons cannot come near. When that Holy Ghost fire is burning in you, witches and wizards will run away. When that Holy Ghost fire possesses you, and you are burning as a fiery burning Christian, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, they have nothing to do with you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, because the fire of God shall burn them to ashes. Ah, Rakaba. Don't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. He brought this coronavirus and all these things to destabilize people, causing confusion. But we should not give room to the devil. We should be on the attack. Oh, yes. The best way to defend yourself is to attack. Yes. The best way for you to defend yourself is to attack. If you don't attack, you will be attacked. Oh, yeah, we need to attack. Oh, yes, we don't give room to the devil. We don't give room to Satan. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's the word of God, though. Oh, not me talking about. The word of God says that my body, this body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, sickness, you are not invited yet. Demons, you are not invited yet. Coronavirus, you are not invited to my body. Micro, you are not invited to my body. Sickness and disease, you are not invited to my body. Witches and wizards moving about seeking to devour, you have nothing to do with me. Hey, the arrow that flies by day cannot locate me because I'm covered with the blood of Jesus day and night. The word of God says that we are the apples of God's eyes. That's the word of God. Hey, Ekesia. Iblondo. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8, it says, we are the apple of God's eye. The apple of God's eye. Can you touch the apple? It's very difficult. Because there's a covering on the apple. Eh? ignorance is the division. Apostle Paul says, don't be ignorant of the divine people of the devil. The devil may come against us. In one way, they must flee back in seven ways. In the name of Jesus. The enemy may come against us like a flood, but the Spirit of God has lifted a standard against us. They must crumble and fall and never rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon from against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Yes, in the name of Jesus, our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Our life, my life is hidden in Christ. And then with God, doubled up. Do you want to tamper with me? Then go and touch Jesus Christ and then touch God before you reach me. Because Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he said, our lives are hidden in Christ and then in God. We call it double door. So when you are coming, you're going to touch the atmosphere, and then you touch God before you touch me. And that is very difficult. That is very difficult. To touch Jesus Christ, touch God, and then come and touch me, it will be very difficult. Because my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and fire is burning day and night. Fire is burning this body. Fire is burning. Immediately it means that flaming fire. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. He says, God made his minister, his servant, his Christians, his people, his believers. He made us to be flaming fire. Do you play with fire? And then God himself is a consuming fire. Oh, yeah, that's the word of God. God himself is a consuming fire. And then he made us his minister, flaming fire. He made you the child of God, the Christian, the believer, you know, the servant of God. He made you a flaming fire. That's Hebrews 1 verse 7. So when fire is burning, your father asked you not to play with fire. Hey! Fire, 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 fire is burning. Eh? See, your father told you, your mother told you, don't play with fire. Then you went and put your hand in fire. Hey, fire is burning. Our God is our consuming fire. My God is our consuming fire. Our God is our consuming fire. Oh, yes. You have to resist. James has a problem, self-hearing the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist. You don't accept the devil. That was why Eve and Adam failed in the Garden of Eden. Because the devil came in form of a serpent, subtle. The scripture calls it subtle. It's wise. The serpent is wise. You know, the devil came in the spirit of a serpent and deceived Eve. And the greatest mistake Eve made in Genesis chapter 2, 3, she listened to the devil. Satan asked, he said, did God say you should not eat this food? Did God say you should not eat this food? Come on, do it, do it, do it, do it. And then Eve was listening and she kept just plopping the food and was eating. Why would the devil tell you what to do? See? You don't have to let the devil to tell you what to do. Demons, there are kind of voices are speaking all over. You know, the voices of Satan, the voices of demons, the voices of people's voices, there are so many voices. The other day, a young boy in Virginia here, at the Virginia Tech, he took guns and shot all the students, shot so many students to death. You know? And eventually, they found out that the boy, some spirits were talking to the boy, evil spirits, demons. Satan came to see, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life. I like my mother. So the boy confessed. He said he was hearing voices speaking to him. Voices were telling him, go and kill. Go and destroy. Go and shoot. So he obeyed those voices and then carried guns and went to school and shot students, all fellow students, shot them to death. I think almost 15 children, students he shot to death. See, why would you let the devil to speak to you? When you are hearing voices, you must hear the voice of God. The voice of God must be in accordance with the word of God. The word of God is the voice of God. The voice of God is the word of God. You know, so when you are hearing negative things and hearing negative voices and negative things you are hearing, that is not of God. You need to push those voices away. And so you don't listen to the devil. You don't listen to trance. You don't listen to something that does not edify you. You listen to the word of God. Faith coming by hearing. I'm hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing. I'm hearing by the word of God. You got to hear the word of God. The word of God, which you hear every day, build up your faith, and then you are ready to conquer. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Faith is the victory that overcomes problems and difficulties and things that may come against you. Faith is the victory that overcomes. And so if you are not building your faith on the word of God, you are not moving forward. For you to move forward in 2022, you need to build your faith on the word of God. You need to hear what God is saying. You need to listen and you need to study the word of God and have the word of God on the inside of you. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. That was why in Matthew chapter 4, when Satan, the same Satan that made it to fall in Genesis, now came in Matthew chapter 4. The same Satan started all over again. Jesus, turn this stone to bread. Jesus, jump down from the pinnacle. Jesus, bow down and worship me. Can you imagine when Satan is telling somebody what to do? Why would Satan tell you what to do? The devil tried to tell you what to do. You know, and Jesus rebuked the devil. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And the devil ran away. He resisted that. James chapter 4, verse 7. Resist. You see, the word resist is a military terminology. It's a military terminology. Resist the devil and he will flee. If you don't resist, he's not going to flee. You know, so you must be stubborn. Stubborn and disobey the devil. Disobey the devil. When the devil tells you to do this, because when the devil tells you go and do this, when he gives you instructions, you don't go. You hear from God. You listen to the Spirit. You listen to what God has said in his word. You follow the principles of God, the word of God. And so the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church of God, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, which means the gates of hell have always wanted to prevail. All the way from heaven, there was war in heaven. Satan and his group fighting against the Almighty God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Who can battle with the Lord? 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 I see nobody. Oh, no, you know, there's a demon. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody who can battle with the Lord. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody. I say no power. I say no demon. I say no witches. I say no wizard. I say no devil. I say no. Who can battle with the Lord? All the way from heaven. Satan and Revelation to that one. They came against God and were trying to fight God in heaven. Can you imagine who can battle with the Lord? And Mighty was commissioned to push him out of heaven and all his demons, they fell into the earth. And then they went to the Garden of Eden and tempted Adam and Eve to fall. And then they started ruling, but Jesus came and conquered all of them on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. And Jesus gave us the victory. And Jesus conquered all of them. That's why when Jesus you know, he was already saying, God has given me power. He has given us power over all the power of the enemy. You know, Jesus has given us power. He was telling the believers, I have conquered. I have conquered. So I have brought you power. Then he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You know, why will he, you know, give us two power? Then give us the keys of the kingdom. And upon this path I'll be my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail. The gates of hell always want to prevail. The gates of hell always wanted to prevail. But thank God for Jesus. He gave us a victory. Then Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, we need to exercise the authority of the believer, the power. You know, there was a testimony of a man of God who traveled from this part of the world to Africa on mission. I think this Alexander Dewey or so, I forgot the name exactly, but the man of God. When he got to that part of Africa, I think South Africa or so, there was a plague. A plague was plaguing the people, and the people were dying of plague. And the gems, they brought the gems of the gems. And the man of God said, pull the gems from my body. They put the gems on his body and they wash it. These are going to die. The gems just die naturally. And the man of God just went on his own way. The disease was killing people left and right. But the family said, bring those gems here. They brought the gems of the disease and he put it on his feet. But the gems just died. Natural death and went, you know, and disappeared. The man of God went in some way. What are we talking about? We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. God did not create you for coronavirus to come and kill you for nothing sake. God did not create you for that purpose. God created us and gave us long life and prosperity. Psalm 91:15. He said, with long life will I satisfy you. God did not tell you that you will die and leave your children. You know, you will die on time death and, you know, people will put coronavirus here and there and kill you. That's not the word of God. That's not for me. I don't have it and I don't need it. And it's not coming my way. Because I am the seed of Abraham, and God has promised me the Abrahamic covenant is upon me. I receive the Abrahamic covenant. I am blessed. I am prospered. I am made whole. I am the apples of God's eye. No weapon from the gates are prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Arakabaya. Imblondorokosokuta. We need to exercise our authority. We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We need to know where we belong. We need to know what is meant for us and what is not meant for us. Oh, yes. Why? I look around and I see people being tormented left and right. And even Christians, you know, being tormented. They don't know their life. Prophet Elijah said, let us prove who God is. Is God. And he displayed his God. And he knew what he was born, consuming fire. The man said, my God is a consuming fire. And of course, God is a consuming fire. Somebody said, my God is a consuming fire. And of course, it worked for him. He believed it. He spoke it. My God is a consuming fire. And that consuming fire is a consuming fire indeed. Ha! Everybody not in the same room, I'll be telling you. This is Daniel. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. His enemies conspired against him, and they threw Daniel in the lion's den, the book of Daniel. And after they threw Daniel into the lion's den, they expected that Daniel was going to be eaten by the lion. But guess what? The lion became his friend. Hallelujah. He just played with the lion till the morning. The king was surprised. If Daniel did not die, he forgot that there is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And Daniel is an anointed. If they touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. You know, the lions, they're just there, you know, just watching over the man of God, making sure everything was all right. I like that. In the morning, they brought the enemies from Daniel. The enemies from Daniel, they brought them out. And they put them in the same lion's den. And as they put them in the lion's den, the lions ate them. The lions ate all of them. And all those people have died. The lions ate them all. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They conspired against them and threw them into the furnace of fire. And right there in the furnace of fire, they were praising God and worshiping. And then Jesus came into the furnace of fire, and Jesus was with them. You know, Jesus said, if you know I'm with you always, Isaiah 43. So when you pass through the fires, I'll be with you. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. So God was with Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego because they believed in God. They believed in Jesus. They believed the word of God. They don't doubt God, you know. And the enemies from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were brought into the same fire. And the fire burnt all of them. Yes, because they are not the covenant people. The covenant people have Jesus with them in the fiery burning furnace. The covenant people, look at Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. In verse 1, God defined his relationship with Israel. You, Jacob, Israel, you are my people. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. You, Israel, you people of God, you are my people, and you are my own. That's Isaiah 43, verse 1. Then in verse 2, says, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. And when you go through the water, I will be with you. That's covenant. That's a covenanted people, people living under a covenant of God. They are carrying covenant. Oh, Rakabafaya Andaria Ambra. May you receive the covenant of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive the covenant of God over your life, over your family, over your home, over your business. Receive God's own covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harakaba, Iblondoyo Konturia. These are my people. They are going through the sea, the waters, I'm going with them. They go through the fires of life, I am going with them. That was the covenant. Eh? And then God said to Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. And then it goes on. Whosoever blesses you, I have blessed. And whosoever curses you, I have cursed. Hey! These are mighty covenants. God is saying, say you, Abraham, you are your seed. Eh? You are your seed and your children. Whosoever blesses you, I have blessed that person. And whosoever curses you, I have cursed that person already. I like that too. The seed of Abraham. Eh? The seed of Abraham. You want to tamper with the seed of Abraham? Hey, Rekeboya. Iblanda, Iblanda ya. Ah, if Mordecai be the seed of Abraham, before whom you, Haman, have begun to fall, Haman, you will crush the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's the book of Esther. Eh? Haman, the wicked man, he planned evil against Israel. He said, the people of God must not exist. Oh, they must destroy the people of God. Eh? They must destroy Mordecai, Esther, and all of them. They must be destroyed. Oh, he was angry. He, the devil came to steal, to kill, and then destroy. Jesus came to give life and life more abundant. Eh? And so Esther went into prayer, and things began to change. And the same Haman, you know, who thought he was everything, he was the one who died in his own garden. Whoever did it to peak shall die in their own garden. He killed himself. Eh? He killed himself. He dug peace for the people of God. He planned death for the covenanted people. Now, I don't mean just anybody. Haman went to deep peace for covenanted people. And everything turned back on him. And the same person, Haman, died in his own gallows that he prepared. The gallows he prepared. He hung there. He hung himself there. I like God, dude. Somebody say, he said, God, go and see them. I said, don't waste your time. Eh? Covenant people, they are dangerous. Don't play with them. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're sitting around. They are around. We see our spiritual Daniel, spiritual Esther, spiritual Joseph, spiritual Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They are still around. You see them. You just by their fruits, you shall know. Eh? I welcome our God, Apostle Martin. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming into this program. God bless you and your family, your ministry, and everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, thank you so much. All right. So the gates of hell have always want to prevail against the church. Even today, the gates of hell is still trying to prevail. You can see it in what is happening. Eh? Okay, this coronavirus, this virus we are talking about, if you look at, it's like if it is trying to work against the church of God. Because for the first time, they were telling churches not to have crowds. They were telling people not to gather crowds. Don't gather crowds. All those things. These are the gates of hell. In the name of Jesus, the gates of hell shall never prevail against the people of God. God has said it in his word. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. He shall not prevail against the Christians. He shall not prevail against the servants of God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, he shall not prevail. God said it in his word. It's not me that said it. Jesus said it. Say, the gates of hell, we want to prevail. And for the first time, they arrested pastors for pulling crowds. I remember in California, one pastor was having to stay, and they used the law against him, and they tried to cut out the people and so on. Even in Florida, there was something like that too. You know, can you imagine? These are gates of hell. But thank God, the gates of hell will try to prevail, but they will never be able to prevail. In the name of Jesus, God has said it in his word. He said, the gates of hell cannot prevail. And from this rock is Jesus. And the church of Jesus Christ, the Christians all over the world, the people of God, the churches, they are built upon Christ, a solid rock. And so therefore, the gates of hell may try to prevail, but they cannot prevail. Yes, that's what Jesus said. They cannot prevail. They may try to prevail, but they will never be able to prevail. You can't kill the vision of God when Jesus was born. Herod was angry. King Herod said, what? Jesus was born? Another king is born? No. No, Jesus cannot be born like that. King Herod. King Herod is angry that Jesus Christ is born. So therefore, he's offended. King Herod is offended. So King Herod, he ordered the killing of the children so that they can kill Jesus Christ. We Jesus Christ is in kill. You can't kill Jesus. Jesus came to die for, he's going to die when he's going to die on the cross. Yeah, he knows, you know, you can't kill Jesus. You can't kill the vision of God. The gates of hell may want to prevail, but they cannot prevail. They can never be able to prevail. They try to. Just like in heaven, there was war in heaven. Revelation chapter 12. There was war in heaven. Satan and his group trying to overcome. But the word of God says they could not do it at all. And instead, they were sent packing out of heaven. Oh, yes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You can't stop. We are unstoppable. The work of God is unstoppable. Jesus is unstoppable. The Holy Ghost is unstoppable. The gospel of Jesus Christ is unstoppable. The work of God is unstoppable. And so the gates of hell, you have no place in this battle. And Jesus has declared us winners. Long time ago, see, we are more than conquerors. And then he said, greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. The devil is in the world trying to be funny. But God has already silenced him and all his cohort. You know? So fear not. 365 times the scripture says, fear not. Fear not, dear people of God. Fear not. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you and your family and your churches and your ministry, your business and your job. These are temporal problems. They're going to disappear. Yes, they are temporal problems. These are temporal. They are not permanent problems. They are temporal problems. And they have not come to stay. They have their time. They are going to expire. All these things are going to expire. Yes, they are going to expire in the name of Jesus, and the word of God shall prevail. Jesus shall prevail. The Christians shall prevail. The people of God shall prevail. But the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, the battle is raging. We are aware of it. We are not ignorant. We are not ignorant of the devices. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We are not ignorant. Yeah, we are not ignorant. Ignorance is a disease. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you are ignorant. But with the word of God, we can't be ignorant. The word of God makes us to know the truth. And the truth is always prevailing. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. So it is the truth that you know that sets you free. The truth that you know that sets you free. The word that you know, the word of God that is on the inside of you. When Jesus was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, he used the word of God, which is already inside. He said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let this word of God dwell in you richly. So when the word of God is on the inside of you, in the days of trouble, you pull it out. It is rich. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Satan, you can't pull those viruses on my body. Demons, you can't pull those sicknesses and diseases on me. Witches and wizards, you can't pull those things on me. No, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you confront with the word of God. The word of God is the son of the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, say the word of God is the son of the spirit. The word of God is the son. As at the days of Apostle Paul, which is Ephesians, there were no guns yet. There were no bullets and there were no guns to use. So the offensive weapon was the sword. So Apostle Paul, in Ephesians chapter 6, he used the armory of the Roman soldier to describe the Christian. He said the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit. So in those days, there were no guns. They had swords. So this sword is the word of God. He used the sword to describe the word of God. And it cuts, it sharpens that any two-edged sword, the word of God is sharper. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 is sharp. It's a knife. It cuts. Oh yes, it cuts. So when Jesus pulled his word and threw it up, it cut him, pierced him, and he ran away. He had no choice. He had no choice. He had no choice. You can't withstand the word of God. So it's my word. It's like hammer. My word is like fire. The word is the sword of the spirit. So you can see those things, you know. So you pull the word of God and use it. Oh, me, I am a convenient thing. So those things can come. You can't just have a place in my life. Poverty, somebody woke up and said, I can never be poor and I can never be sick. It came to pass. That thing happened in his life just like he said. I will never be poor and I will never be sick. And it's like that for him, you know. So you can say, decree a thing and it shall be established. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You need to decree. Decree. This is what must be. This is what will happen. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. God spoke the world into existence. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let the firmament come forth, and the firmament came forth. That's who we are. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Use it. Speak it out. There is a miracle in your mouth. Release it. Oh, yes, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. That is what it is. Oh, yes. I'm going to get ready to pray now. And I want you to receive what God has for you. In the name of Jesus, I see in the spirit, you are being given a form. I see a form being given to you. You are receiving a form. Form is your weapon, is the word of God. And I see you in the spirit using that form to behead Satan, demon, evil, spiritual part of you are beheading sickness and disease, you behead poverty, behead the enemy, behead them with the sword of the spirit. You cut to pieces, devices and powers, spiritual wickedness in high place. The sword, God is releasing the sword. Yes, open your hands wherever you are, any part of the world. Open up yourself now, begin to receive the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the offensive weapon of the believer. Begin to use the sword of the Spirit to cut to pieces the works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, Arakabaya, Iblondoro Kutiyaha, Erebesiya, Arablakabaya, Yeke Sintinya, Iblondo Yoko Sintinya. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Yes, for blessing us today. I pray for everyone who have came into this program. May God establish you upon Christ and solid rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you and your family. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you, judgment is condemned. You are established upon Christ and solid rock. And the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against you. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the word of God. Receive the sword of the Spirit. Receive the power and the anointing and the grace and the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. May you be a victor and not a victim. May you be a winner and not a defeated person. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive power to live and prosper. Bring good health even as your soul prosper. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for participating in this program. I can see so many people all over the world that have not been. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for participating. For my King, God bless you. Thank you so much. And so many other people are coming to remember Danny Phillips and so many others. God bless you all. And Bungo and Beludan Andy and so many others. God bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We love you and Jesus loves you too. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it to them, text it to them, share it, tweet it out, and let it go around the world and let them know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. God bless you tomorrow. We have another section again by 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. It's another time again, and God is going to move again. As any of you that want to come in, feel free to log in and get blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. The Lord continue to strengthen and empower every one of you. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.